I do want to mention to you also that this Sunday, I'll be talking about the power of making amends. You know, this is a program where we do focus on relationships. And so I guess you could say kind of as an extension of what we'll be talking about today. On Sunday, the power of making amends. If for whatever the reason you're not able to be with us when it airs live on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, have no fear. You can simply go to speakingwith.com, speakingwith.com. And on the Listen Online link, you just go to August 12th, and it should be the first hour. I'll have the title there. It should be the first hour. You'll see the power of making amends. And normally around 5 o'clock, you know, it does change from time to time for various reasons, but normally around 5, the broadcast is posted. And if it's not there right then, no sweat. You can definitely go ahead and just check back, but they should be there and you'll be able to catch it online. And you can use your PC, you can use your desktop, you can use your Mac, you can use your laptop, you can use your smartphone. Whatever you have that connects online, you can use it. And I do want to share with you again that the site is optimized for smartphone use. I know for a long time that was not the case, but it is the case now. The site is optimized for smartphone use. And so if you want to use your USB cord or something like that to draw it up online while you're driving and listen while you drive, you can do that. And remember now, listen hands-free. That's why I've mentioned the cord. So that however it works for you to listen, you know, hands-free, you can do that. If you want to wait till you're at home and you're just chilling on your sofa, that's fine too. It's there for you. And I want to let you know this Saturday, I'm going to continue our discussion about night sweats. Oh, yes. It is such a great thing when precious mother gives birth to precious baby and precious mom, precious dad, shedding tears of joy as finally the baby they've been talking with for the last 9 months is out there where they can see baby and baby can see them. Oh, what a joyous moment. What a joyous moment. But then sometimes the moms after delivery, moms experience postpartum night sweats. We began a discussion about that last Saturday. I'll continue that discussion this Saturday. So be sure to join us, whether you do so by tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice or you go online to speakingwith.com. We really do want our moms to know that there are ways to deal with this. But dads, please listen too, because you all know this is about partnership. And one of the things that I often ask you all to do is help each other. There's something that mom, that the wife is hearing about, reading about, and can pass it on to the husband, vice versa. So it's a partnership. All right. So tell you what we'll do. Let me give you just a tad bit of what we'll be discussing with regards to reconnecting. Now, these are two different conversations. Reconnecting, which we'll talk about now just for a little bit, and then Sunday, the power of making amends. Okay. Family connections, reconnecting. Again, family, friends, both. One of the things that we discover about relationships, even when they're great, problems can creep in. And truth be told, maintaining the healthy relationships can be difficult. And we tend to fall into reactive and negative interaction patterns, and that can lead to disconnect. Positive, strong, healthy relationships take work to maintain. How many of you believe that? Or how many of you convinced that once a good relationship is established, you can go on cruise control? You don't have to work anymore to keep it strong and beautiful. Well, next week, we'll delve into that some more. I appreciate you all for listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And again, I know I share it with you when you talk with me face to face, you see me out and about, and you let me know that you're listening. I want to thank you again for letting me know that you're listening and that you're getting a lot out of the program. I also want to thank those of you who have never talked with me to let me know you appreciate the program, but you listen and you let the information bring about something positive in your lives. Thank you for that too. Till next time.